Okay, continuing in the two of Eben Ha'ezer, Hilchot Pirei Averiva Siman Aleph, we're up to Halacha He. Kevan sheyesh la'adam zachar u'nekeva, kiyem mitzvat Pirei Averiva. Once a person has a zachar and a nekeva, a boy, one boy and one girl, he has thereby fulfilled the mitzvah of Pirei Averiva. Ruchim abayim. So, kevan sheyesh la'adam zachar u'nekeva, kiyem mitzvat Pirei Averiva, haya haben saris o hanekeva ailonit, lo kiyem Pirei Averiva. But let's say the boy that he had, the son that he had, or the girl that he had, were sterile. They were not able to give birth to children. That's a ben is called a saris. A saris means sterile, and nekeva ailonit. Lo kiyem Pirei Averiva. So we see that it's not enough in order to be mikayem mitzvat Pirei Averiva. It's not enough to have one boy and one girl. It has to be that the boy and girl are viable, that they're able to bring children.
Okay, but he would know about it long down the road.
Right. And so a person doesn't know immediately if he's mikayem. He knows that he's on his way. He started at least. But that's true. That's something that's only going to be found out afterwards. You're right. That's the way, that's the design of this mitzvah, that you're not meant to know right away. This is something, this is a type of mitzvah that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the zechut to a person to have this mitzvah. You know, for example, the truth is, you could say this about every mitzvah. Mitzvah of mezuzah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a house. Yeah. Mitzvah of tefillin, if Hashem gave you an arm. Yeah. I know we take it for granted, but it's also, So Pirei Averiva, the more so, even more, it's a mitzvah that is up to Hashem. We have to do our hishtadlut, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the rest.
So it's enough that his can have children, or
they have they to also have.
Have.
They we're going to speak about it, but it has to be that they will have also.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next halacha. So first of all, the Bet Yosef. If you look on the side, the left column from the top, Kevan sheyesh la'adam zachar u'nekeva kiyem mitzvat Pirei Averiva. This comes from Besof Perek Haba Yevimto. Zat Hashem, we're going to learn it towards the end of the year, when we're going to be well into Masechet Yevamot. Tanan, over there it says in Mishnah, Bet Shammai Omrim, Lo Yibatel Adam Mipirei Averiva, Ela Im Ken Yesh Lo Banim. Bet Shammai Omrim Shenei Zecharim. According to Bet Shammai, a person is Mikayem Mitzvat Pirei Averiva with two boys. Ubet Hillel Omrim, Zachar Unkeva, Sheneemar Zachar Unkeva, and we know the halacha is like Bet Hillel. So this that we say you need a boy and a girl, that's according to Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai say it's enough with two boys. But the halacha is like Bet Hillel. And then the next point, haya ben saris, o hanekeva elonit, lo kiyem Pirei Averiva, haben saris mevo'ar sham bebraita. Now, if you look in the Braita in Yevamot Samech Bet, it only mentions the scenario of if the boy who he gave birth to was a saris, not able to give birth to children. Umina nishma lebat ailonit. From there we also derive, the same thing applies to if the daughter is a ailonit. V'hachi ita birushalmi v'chen pasak harambam beperik tedvav milchot ishut. Okay, next halacha, halacha vav. Hayu lo banim umetu. Lo alenu, if a person had children and they died, lo kiyem Pirei Averiva. So you see that once again, the mitzvah Pirei Averiva is hanging, is suspended in the air. If a person had children, and lo alenu velo alechem, they died, he's not mekayem the mitzvah Pirei Averiva. Aval imetu ve'inichu banim, however, if when they died, they left over children, they already had children, kevan sheyesh lo laben, ben o bat, o ben labat, o bat labat, kiyem Pirei Averiva. In other words, like this, according to the two, so we see that in order for a person to be mekayem Pirei Averiva, it's not enough to have children. You have to make sure that you have grandchildren. So now, the two is saying that as long as there is a ben from one and a bat from the other, not ben and bat from one. It has to be that there is another generation of a bin and bat from the two children that you brought to the world. It could be either a bin from the bin and a bat from the bat, or vice versa. It doesn't make a difference. But as long as there is a bin ubat from the bin ubat. So, piriyah v'riviyah b'milu'ah, the mitzvah in its entirety, has to span over three generations. What I mean by generation is, you know, the father, the children, and the grandchildren. Then he knows that he was mikayem the mitzvah of Pirei V'Rivia. Aval met echad mehem belo banim, going on to the next page. But if, let's say, one of the children, lo alenu, died without children, v'yesh l'sheni ben ubat lo kiyem. Like I told you, it has to be like a family tree. Father and mother give birth to father and mother, who give birth to father and mother. So it has to be, if let's say the second, let's call it one, two, three, okay?
The last one have to be father and mother.
What I meant is it has to be boy and girl.
Okay.
So in other words, what I meant to say, it cannot be, if let's say the boy and girl of the third generation come only from one of the children that he had. That's not good. It has to be that the boy and girl come from the second generation, the generation that he gave birth to, in order to be mekayem the mitzvah. זה לא משנה. אנחנו לא זורקים אשמה על אף אחד כאן. זה לא עניין של אשמה. זה עניין bottom. It's like a person. רגע, תני להסביר. It's like a person who, let's say, was not able to be mekayem the mitzvah of pidyon haben. Why? Because he never had a bechor. Hashem gave him the first child was a daughter. Ulo Hashem, but that's ulo Hashem. They're not going to be ma'ashimim oto in shamayim that why didn't you do the mitzvah pidyon haben? No, that's why I said before in the beginning. I said this is from the type of mitzvot that it's a zechut min hashamayim if they allow him to be mikayim. So if a person has a ben abechor, they gave him a zechut min hashamayim to do the mitzvah pidyon haben. If a person has a boy, can a person control if he has a boy or a girl? Not really, right? So therefore, it's up to Shamaim. A person has to do is Matay ben Adam Hashem. When is a person guilty? Im u lo itchaten, o shelo asa ishtadlut leavi eladim. He didn't do ishtadlut. But if a person does his ishtadlut, now it's up to Shamaim. So just to review what we just started a few minutes ago. Just to review, we're on page Tet. The halacha to be able to be mikayem the mitzvah of Piriyah v'Riviyah has to be like this, that the father and mother, in order for them that to know that they were mikayem the mitzvah, they have to have at least a boy and a girl, okay? That's da'atam shel Bet Hillel, not like Bet Shammai who say, two sons, that's enough. No, Bet Hillel say you have to have a boy and a girl, because the pasuk says, zachar unkeva bera'am, okay? And the halacha is like Bet Hillel. But it doesn't stop there. It's not enough. The mitzvah is still suspended in the air. It has to be that the boy and girl are able to bring children, and they do bring children. And also it has to be that the children that they bring is a ben and bat from both of them. Which means that if, let's say, one scenario is, lo alenu velo alechem, if let's say the children die without bringing children, the father and mother were not mikayim, the mitzvah pirei v'riviyah. Shuv pam, he's not Hashem, he's not to be blamed, but he was not mikayim the mitzvah of pirei v'riviyah. Another scenario, let's say one of the children, lo alenu velo alechem, one of the children died, but the other child, right, brought a ben ubat. Also not enough. It has to be ben ubat from the both of the children. That's when the person is mikayem the mitzvah of Piriyah v'Riviyah. So in order to know that a person was mikayem the mitzvah, he has to become a grandfather and a grandmother in order to know. Now, next halacha, hayu lo banim begiyuto. Let's say a person was a goy. Giyuto means while he is a goy, he had children, he brought children. Then itgayer. And this goy converted, he became a Jew. Venitgayer hu vehem. You have to read like that. Venitgayer hu vehem. And he was mitgayer with his children. They all converted. This happens many times. A whole family decides to join tachat kanfei Shekhinah. Kiyem piriyah v'riviyah. The Tur is saying the halacha is if the not only the father was mitgayer, but the children were also mitgayer, that's it. He was mekayem the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. Meaning to say that if, let's say, the father was mitgayer, but the children said, we're not joining, they stayed goyim, then he has to marry a Jewish lady and bring Jewish children to the world in order for him to be mekayem the mitzvah Pirya Verivya. But if his children, who he had as a goy, were mitgayer, that's enough. Even though when he had them, he was a goy, and they were goyim as well, and they were only mitgayer afterwards, he's mekayem the mitzvah Pirya Verivya after, post facto, right?
But don't they have to have children?
Of course, that we don't have to repeat. In other words, the same halachot that we said before apply, that they also have to be able to be viable and to bring children. But the point is, he doesn't have to remarry. It's good, they were mitgayel, that's enough. Even, that's the chidush. Chazak uvaruch. Even though halachically ger she nitgayer, ke katan she nolad dameh, that when a ger is mitgayer, meaning his children when they became converted. So halachically, they are not his children anymore, but as far as the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya, he was Mikai. He brought to the world. Afilu nitgayru ito adayin kol echad mitgayer leatzmo. Ein davar kaze package deal shel giyur.
Az
lo nechshavim banim shelo, aval legabe Pirya Verivya. Ken, hu kiyem et ha-mitzvah shel Pirya Verivya. What is that? So officially there's no dine avelut. There isn't even, for example, a chiyuv of kibud avayim. Now, let me clarify what I mean. I mean, according to Torah law, they can even marry each other. It's just that because
ger,
yeah, but lo, but ger shenitgayer kekatan shenolad. It's like they were reborn. Once it's like they're reborn, it's not brothers, it's not sisters, it's not children. Bechule bechule. However, let's not get carried away. Even though there is no mitzvah of kibud avayim, but there is a mitzvah of hakarat hatov. So it doesn't mean like, oh, I don't have to respect you, you're not my father. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of hakarat hatov. You have to have hakarat. Of course you have to give kavod. The technicality of the mitzvah of kibud avayim, okay, is not there. It's not called the mitzvah of kibud avayim, it's called the mitzvah of hakarat hatov. Right? And also the marriage, halachically, that should not be done, right? But, you know, mitzad yichus, mitzad the lineage, they are not related to each other. So there are technicalities involved. However, we see here that le'inyan Pirya Verivya, he brought children to the world. Even though he brought them when they were goyim, but being that they became Jews, it's mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. If they did not become Jews, he has to remarry and to bring children to the world. It's very interesting. If you want, first of all, beforehand, let's look in the Bet Yosef. So on the right-hand column from the top of page Tet, Hayu lo banim begiuto venitgayer huvehem kiyem Pirya Verivya. Sham, it's also in the Gemara Yevamot, Samech Bet, Itmar, it states there, it has been taught, Hayu lo banim begiuto venitgayer. Let's say, the Gemara asks, let's say a person had children and when he was a goy and he became a ger. So it's a machloket actually. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan amar kiyem Pirya Verivya. Rish Lakish amar lo kiyem. So according to Rish Lakish, he's not mekayem, even though they were nitgayer hu vehem. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he was mekayem veyadua de'alacha ki Rabbi Yochanan. And we know whenever there's a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, except for three or four exceptions throughout Shas, de'alacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Umfarish b'gemara ta'ame. Now over there, the Gemara explains the reason. What's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? Mishum dichtiv ba'eta hi shalach merodach biladan ben biladan. It's the Gemara brings a pasuk from Melachim Bet to show us that even among the goyim, we can say that the son is mityaches achar ha'av. The son is related to the father, which means it's considered that he brought a son to the world. Alma it lehu chayis leityaches achar avihem. From here we see that there is yichus even by goyim, and what we mean by yichus means that leityaches achar avihem, that there is a relationship, that this is considered your children. even though they are goyim, it is recognized by the Torah as a yichus. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you are mekayem mitzvat pirei v'rivya. V'dikdek Rabbeinu lichtov. Now, Rabbeinu the Tur was careful to write v'nitgayer hu v'hem. Because notice, the Gemara did not say that. The Gemara said, hayu lo banim begiuto. That's all. It didn't say, v'nitgayer. It didn't say v'nitgayer hu v'hem. But the Tur is saying that the Gemara means to say, v'nitgayer hu v'hem. V'kach hem divrei ha-Rambam beperek tedvad milchot yishud. And the Rambam says this openly, lomar, de'im lo nitgayer, ela hu, if let's say only he was mitgayer, lo kiyem. Why? De banim goyim enam olim lo lekiyum mitzvat pirya v'rivya. Because now that he's a Jew, the banim who are goyim do not count for him as the mitzvah of Pirya V'rivya. V'chen katav harav ha-magid, and that's what the Magid Mishneh explains as well. Now, the Bet Yosef continues to give us some more information that the Tur did not give us. He says, Garsinan by Yerushalmi perik bed Yevamot. We learn in the Yerushalmi, in the second perik of Yevamot, Halacha Avav, Amatnitin, regarding the words of the Mishnah that says, quote, Mi sheyesh lo ben, mikol makom, poteret eshet aviv, v'chule. That's a quote from the Mishnah in Masechet Yevamot. The Mishnah is saying, a person who has a son, mikol makom. Mikol makom means any kind of a son. He's poter, the wife of his father, the continuation of the sentence there is, miyibum. That she doesn't have to do yibum. We know, when is there a halakha of yibum? If, let's say, the husband, lo alenu, died without children, so now she is waiting to, she's called shomeret yavam, she's waiting to marry the brother. Okay, and if they don't get married, there's chalitza, but either yibum or chalitza has to be done. Lo tehe eshet amet achutza leishzar. She's not allowed to get married to anyone else until either first yibum or chalitza is done. But that's only if there were no children. Once there is a child, if there was one child, she's patur from yibum. There's no necessity for yibum. Now, what type of a child? That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Mi sheyesh lo ben, mikol makom. What does the Mishnah mean to include here when it says mikol makom? What kind of a son? It's either you have a son or you don't have a son. What do you mean? So the Yerushalmi says on that sentence, ubnohu lechol davar, afilu lepiriya verivya. It's his son, even for piriya verivya. Now, what does that mean? We're going to soon explain. Bekatava ritva, the ritva explains, pirush, de afilu beben mamzer yatsa yedei piriya verivya. So in other words, like this, the Yerushalmi that is saying that imayalo ben mikol makom, the mother is patu from yibum, it means if the husband had a son, mikol makom, even if lo alenu, the son was a mamzer. Now that's a big chidush, right? But it's poter mi yibum. She doesn't have to do yibum, even though it's not her son. It doesn't have to be her son.
So he can be goy?
So wait. Right now, we're not talking about a goy. Goy, he already took care of the issue of goy. Goy, in order for him to be mikayem the mitzvah pirei v'rivya, has to be that they were also mitgayer. If they were not mitgayer, he has to get remarried.
Not him. He's a Jew that have a goy son. I mean,
oh, from a goy? No, that would be he's not mikayem the mitzvah pirei v'rivya with a son as a goy. So the same thing, it would not be poter le'inyan yibum. However, here we're talking about, let's say, mamzer. It's not from this wife. It's a mamzer. But the father, he had a son. Even though it's a mamzer, she doesn't have to do yibum. All right? That's Yerushalmi, according to the Pirush of the Ritva. And the Ritva is saying, not only that, he's mekayem thereby the mitzvah pirei v'rivya. Let's say in addition to that mamzer, he has a daughter, right? He's mekayem the mitzvah of pirei v'rivya. Even though, what do you mean? What kind of a son is this? This is a son who's mamzer. And not only that, we hold, what did we say before? They have to bring children. The mamzer is not allowed to marry anyone he wants, but he could marry a mamzeret and have children. So therefore, it is a mitzvah of, it's a very possible mitzvah of piriyah v'rivya. Now that's a big chidush. In the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, they talk a little bit, you know what, let me check for a second. I have with me here the pages from the Shulchan Aruch. There is an interesting point on this from the, Here, let me show you one second. Yeah. The Bet Shmuel on the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in Eben Ezer, Shulchan Aruch, the middle obviously is Maran, Maran Abet Yosef, and in the sides, you don't have Shachin Taz, you have Bet Shmuel and Chelkat Mechokek. That's how you learn Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer. The Bet Shmuel on the side, where on the Halacha, where the Rama is actually the one who brings this point from the Bet Yosef, Hayah Ben Mamzer, Kiyem HaMitzvah, okay, like we just said, the Bet Shmuel brings Besefer Chasidim Siman Tafkuf Katav Deloki Empiria Verivya Kesheolid Mamzer. You know, there is a Sefer Chasidim, right? Just like we have Sefer Charedim, there is Sefer Yereim, there is Sefer Chasidim. It's a Rishon written by Rabbi Udai Chasid of 700 years ago, and it's filled with Musar. It's really a Sefer of Musar, but it has from time to time halachot as well. Can many times in Chokli Israel in the Musar section he will bring from Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim is very machmir, and he argues here with this halacha with the Pirush of the Ritva, which is brought in the Bet Yosef. The Sefer Chasidim says, "Lo ki empiria verivya kesholid mamzer." Why? What's his reasoning? He says, "Dekaimalan mamzer enochai," because it's a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Yevamot of Ein Ched says that the mamzer normally is not going to live long. And therefore, because of that, it says the Sefer HaChasidim, it's not called Piriyah V'Rivyah. Now, the Bet Shmuel says Pshat in the Sefer HaChasidim. He says, Ve'efshar ha-Sefer HaChasidim ayri keshe'eno yadua dehu mamzer. De'az mamzer eno chai. Aval im yadua dehu mamzer kiyem ha'av Piriyah V'Rivyah. De'az chai. The Bet Shmuel says, interesting, it could be the Sefer Chasidim is only talking about when it's not Yadua, when it's not known that he's a Mamzer. So then, I think if I remember correctly, the Rishonim explain in Masechet Yevamot, the reason why we say Mamzer Eno Chai is in order to make known that he was Mamzer, because people didn't know. But when he's known as a Mamzer, people know already to be careful with marriage, right? Not to marry with this person, or to make a shidduch for him only with a mamzeret. In that case, we don't say enochai. We don't say that, because there's no purpose in that anymore. And so it could be the Sefer Chasidim is only talking about, when does he say you don't fulfill piriyah v'rivyah? Only if the mamzer is not yadua. But if he's yadua, even he will agree that you are mikayim. So that's a little anecdote on this inyan here. Continues the Bet Yosef and he says, Umatzati katuv, now, al ben cheresh veshote. What about if the son is born a deaf mute, lo alenu, veshote, or if he's born, without a mind, without the capacity of thinking, a shote, right? Lo yedana amai lo kiyem mitzvat piriyah verivya. The Bet Yosef says, I found from the Rishonim that they wrote that there's no reason to say that if a person, Alenu, has a son who is a cheresh or a shote, that you're not mikayem the mitzvah piriyah. You are. V'chi gara miger shenitgayer. Is it worse, he says, than a ger shenitgayer, dekayem alan ki Rav Yochanan de'amar kiyem, that we are posek like Rav Yochanan, that he is mikayem? V'hai nami, a cheresh and a shote, mishum shevet yetzara ika shevet, v'achol isa isha uleholid ben chacham. There is a pasuk that we mentioned earlier. Lo tohu bera'a lashevet yetzara. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world for emptiness. He created the world to be shevet, to be settled. That's why we have to do the mitzvah of piriyah v'rivyah to settle the world. So he says, okay, so what if the boy is a cheresh or if he's a shote? Asma, he's able to get married and maybe he's going to bring to the world a ben chacham. So therefore, it's full-fledged mitzvah of piriyah v'rivyah. There's no reason to say that he's not mikayem. Ve'im mishum derav aseh de'amar ad sheichlu neshamot shebaguf. Interesting, the Bet Yosef says, maybe you'll tell me. Because of what Rav Aseh said in the Gemara, that the mitzvah of piriyah v'rivyah is for the purpose of en ben David ba ad sheichlu neshamot shebaguf. The Mashiach does not come until all the neshamot of Israel come out into the world. So we see that that's the purpose of Piriya Verivya, right? So maybe you'll tell me, well, that's why the Shote is not a kiyum of the mitzvah, because what neshama? He says, Hai nami neshama yeshlo, says the Bet Yosef. The Shote also has a neshama. Ubar mitzvahu. Now, these words have to be translated correctly. What does it mean, ubar mitzvah? He's not a bar mitzvah. A Shote is not chayav in the mitzvot. He does not mean that he's chayav in the mitzvot. Bar mitzvah means that he is a person with whom people can be mekayem mitzvot. That's what it means. Ubar mitzvah. It's not the regular notion of bar mitzvah. If anyone asks you, where does it say that a Shote becomes a bar mitzvah? You could tell them, to Bet Yosef. But that's not what it means. It means bar mitzvah, you can be mekayem mitzvot with him. So why doesn't he have neshama? What the Bet Yosef is trying to say is, he's holy. His neshama is holy. Upikrim muzharim alav. Regular Jews are muzharim alav. They are warned to deal with him with care, with kavod, and with respect. De'i havike behema. What are you going to tell me? That he's like a behema because he's a shochet? Then de'i havike behema. Chashiv shchitato afilu omed al gabav kishchitat goy vekof. Then his shchita would be considered like a shchita of a goy or the shchita of a monkey. And we know that that's not true. The first Mishnah in Masechet Chulin says, Hakol, everybody is kasher, except cheresh, shoteh, v'katan, but except if he is omed al gabav. If you have a Yisrael chashuv omed al gabav, let's say a Yisrael is standing and watching what he does, how he does the shchita, and he's supervising him, the shchita is kasher. Right? So again, akol kesherim afilu cheresh shoteh v'katan vehu sheYisrael omed al gabav. The Mishnah says, if he would be chas v'shalom chashuv kebeema, even if Yisrael omed al gabav, it wouldn't be good. Goy, for example, goy sheshachat. Even if Yisrael is omed al gabav, we are posek la'alcha, it's not good. Or let's say a monkey is shochet. And Yisrael omed al gabav, and he's surprised. He sees, wow, he did a good job. The monkey did a good job. It's still not considered. It's called maaseh kof be'alma. It's not considered the shechita. By a shote, he's bar mitzvah. That's what he means, bar mitzvah. It's shayach by him mitzvot. Mimela, he's a neshama kedosha, and the father is mekayem a mitzvah. Kriya v'rivya through him. Legabe ma? Bishchita. Ken, gam isha kshera lishchot? Yeah, openly. Tosfot speak over there. Why is it that we don't do it? There is a minhag that women should not, but halachically, even midirabanan, shchitata kshera, her shchita is kasher. Yeah. Of course, she has to know the halachot. Okay, now we go back to the tool, three lines from the top. Aval eved shehayu lo banim venishtachrer. Hu vehem lo kiyem. However, let's say you had an Eved Kenani. No, all right? Now, Eved Kenani. Eved Ivri is, if he had a child, of course he's Mekayim Pira Verivya. Eved Ivri is Chayav in all the mitzvot, except one. Someone asks you, how do you know Eved, how many mitzvot is the Eved Ivri obligated? 612, not 613. What's the only mitzvah that is not Chayav? That he's patur from, he's allowed to marry a shivcha. He shivcha necherefet leish. A eved ivri is allowed to. So that's how we know the eved ivri went down in status, because he's allowed to marry a shivcha. But only that. That's the only exception. He's chayav in tefillin. He's chayav in tzitzit. He's chayav everything. That's eved ivri. That's the Hebrew slave. Okay, this is different. But eved kenaani. What does eved kenaani mean? First of all, eved kenaani means a goy who was, you know, bought from the shuk to be an Eved in a Jewish home. You know what happens when he becomes an Eved in a Jewish home? That's already a partial giyur, a partial conversion. He is now chayav b'mitzvot ke'isha. What does that mean? In all the mitzvot that women are chayav, which includes all the mitzvot lo taseh, that means he has to keep Shabbat, he has to keep kasher, everything. He's chayav in everything, except mitzvot taseh she'azman grama. That's all. It's a Mishnah in Masechet Kiddushin. Eved Kenani is chayav in all the mitzvot. So you see, it's a partial giyu. Now, what do I mean by partial? When he's mishtachrer, when the Eved receives a document of liberation from his owner, the owner frees him, you know what happens at that moment? His conversion now is completed. Now he becomes a full-fledged Jew.
That's going to be a shortcut for conversion system.
Well, yeah. The Gemara in Gittin and Yevamot is filled with this inyan that an Eved Kenani already becomes a Jew. Now, while he's still an Eved, he's not yet a full-fledged Jew. He's Chayav in Mitzvot, but the way I told you. But once he is Mishtacher, he becomes a Jew. Now, however, let's say the Eved is Mishtacher. With his children. Meaning, while he was the Eved, he had children, right? And now the whole family received Shtar Shechul. They were all liberated. Ah, which means instant conversion, right? So you might say, well, didn't we say, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that a Goy, Shenit Gayer, Huvehem, is Mikayem Mitzvat Pireya Verivya. So we should say the same thing here. No, here is different. By the Eved, why? Because his children were never his children. Even when he had his children, who did they belong to? They belonged to the owner. Eved en lo yachas. The Gemara says, there is no yichus. Remember when we spoke about by the goy shenit gayo. Why is it that retroactively, of course only if they are mitgayo, we said, retroactively, he was mekayem with them in the mitzvah pirei v'revia, because the, Rabbi Yochanan brought to us a pasuk to show us, remember merodach, beladen, ben beladen, to show us that by a goy there is yichus. There is yichus. By a eved there is no yichus because it belongs to the Adon. So mimela, the Eved Shenishtacher, in order for him to be Mikayim Mitzvah Pirei V'Revia, what does he have to do now? He has to look for a Shidduch. He has to get married. Because the children that he had up until now, Enam Mityachasim Acharav. They do not relate to him. You understand? So that's what he said. So there's a difference between, exactly. If someone asks you, I mean, I think this is a good riddle. Let's say someone asks you, show me a case where a goy is better off than an Eved. Now, Eved Kenani is half a Jew, like I told you. And yet a Goy is better than him. How is that? If the Goy is Mitgayer with his children, he has been Mikayem Pirei V'Revia. An Eved who was Mishtachrer with his children is not Mikayem the Mitzvah Pirei V'Revia. Because there's no Yichus.
From other end, you can convert somebody in the same day. Going for Eved and then...
It's not such a simple procedure. I mean, after all, he does have to learn all the mitzvot. You know, still have all the components of accepting the Torah, of learning the Torah, and all these things. Mikveh and Brit Milah and all these things. By the way, the Brit Milah by Eved Kenani is as soon as he becomes the Eved. As soon as he becomes Eved, he's chayavim. This is a Sugyan Yevamot. B'zat Hashem, we're going to learn it this year when we get to Yevamot. So, what? Eved Ivri is a mashu acher. Okay, no. Eved Ivri, absolutely. Eved Ivri, if he had children, it's his children. So, Mimela is Mikayem, Pirebe, we're talking about Eved Kenani. הוא לא צריך להגיד אהבתי את אדוני. האדון, אסור לו לשחרר אותו בקלות. לעולם בהם תעבודו. What does it say in the Gemara? כן, the Gemara says that a person who is משחרר his Eved, Eved Kenani, עובר בעשה, שנאמר, לעולם בהם תעבודו. The Gemara says a whole story about Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer once came into shul, Mistama, he came to the second minyan in Shari Munav Shachrit, 7:15, and he saw there's only 9 people. What's going on? And he had his Eved with him. You know, our Tanaim and Amuraim, almost all of them had Avadim Kenanim. You have Tavi, the Eved of Rabban Gamliel. You had Daru, the Eved of Rab Nachman. Yeah, they had Avadim Kenanim. Rabbi Eliezer, Hagadol, the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer ben Hukenus, he comes into Shul and he sees El Minyan. So what did he do? On the spot, he was meshacher. He gave a shtar shechut to say, okay, we have minyan. So the Gemara goes into a whole discussion. How did he do that? It's a mitzvah haba ba'avera. Because you're not supposed to be meshacher your eved. So the Gemara says, mitzvah derabim shane. The mitzvah of the public, which means to have a minyan, is different. For that is an exception. You're allowed. And there's all machlok gilashonim on this. But this simply, a person is not allowed to be meshacher just like that. There are cases where, you know, the halachot, where you are allowed. So that's Aval Eved Shailu Banim Nishtacher, Hu Vehem, Lo Kiyem. I think this is very fascinating, very fascinating. By the way, the Bet Yosef brings us the statement. If you look in the Bet Yosef, Beperek Aval Eved Shailu Banim Nishtacher, Hu Vehem, Lo Kiyem, Beperek Abal Evimto, Amar Rav, Rav is the one who told us, Hakol Modim, this is after Rabbi Yochanan Rashlakish Machloket. Everyone agrees, Be'evet She'en Lo Chayis. that by a Eved there's no Yichus. Dichtiv, where do we learn that there's no Yichus by a Eved? Shevu lachem po im hachamor. Am hadome lachamor. What did Hashem tell, what did Avraham tell Yishmael and his Eved? He says, Shevu lachem po im hachamor. So you see, who is it? Which chamor? Am hadome lachamor. Im hachamor, it's like am. Am hadome lachamor, which means just like by the chamor, there's no Yichus. Can any Yichus? Even if he converts 1,000 times. Pidyon Peter Chamo, definitely. But mitzvah Pirei Averivya is not mikayim. Two more minutes. Let's continue in the two Rabotai. ואף על פי שקיים פריה וריביה, אסור לו לעמוד. If anyone wants. Oh no, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Even when a person was mekayem the mitzvah piriya viriviya, and again, what does it mean? To have at least one boy and one girl. אסור לו לעמוד בלא אישה. One is not allowed to stay unmarried. In other words, a person should not say, okay, I had a boy, I have a girl, I was mekayem the mitzvah piriya viriviya, okay, goodbye. No, goodbye. A person is not allowed to stay below isha. The Amar Rav Nachman says, af al pi sheyesh lo la'adam kama banim, asur lo la'adam la'amod below isha, she'ne'emar, lo tov heyot ha'adam levado. Rav Nachman in the Gemara learns from the Pasuk, the Torah tells us, lo tov heyot ha'adam levado. A person should never stay alone. Unmarried. Ve'amar Rabbi Yoshua. And Rabbi Yoshua says on this, Nasa isha bialduto, isa isha beziknuto. If a person married a wife when he was young, he should marry when he's old, which means he should never stop from trying to bring to the world. Hayulo banim bialduto, yehyulo beziknuto. He had children when he was young. If he's still able to, he has to bring children when he's old. Shene'emar, pasuk in Kohelet, baboker zera zaracha, ve'la'erev al tanach yadcha. Which literally the pasuk is talking about how a person has to work hard in his life, right? Baboker zera zaracha, plow the field in the morning, but don't just do your share in the beginning and then let it go by itself. Ve'la'erev al tanach yadcha, lo lezniach, do not forsake. But the Gemara understands that Shlomo HaMelech is not just giving us advice how to cultivate land. Shlomo HaMelech is referring here to a deeper inyan, and that is, let's say a person learned Torah when he is young. So you shouldn't say, well, yeah, sometimes you come to a person, let's say he's 60, 70, you say, why don't you learn? When I was in yeshiva, back in the day, I used to learn. There's this sense of, I did my share of learning. No. Baboker zera zaracha, v'la'erev al tanach yadcha. A 90-year-old man should not say, I'm already done. I learned what I can. What am I going to start learning now? When I was young, I used to learn. You hear this many times. No, it doesn't matter. La'erev al tanach yadcha. A person is supposed to continue to produce. This life in this world is for the purpose of producing. So in another sense, Rabbi Yeshua learned from here, from this pasuk in Kohelet, it means also to bring, if a person can, to get married and to bring children as well. Ve'en chiluk ben yesh lo banim le she'en lo. Now listen to this, what the Torah says. There's no difference between if a person already had children, or a person never had children. Now, we all understand a person never had children, so of course he should get married. He has to be mikayim mitzvah piriya viriviya. But let's say a person had already children, there's no difference. Ela le'inyan mechirat sefer Torah. This is halacha we learned in Masechet Megillah, right? The Gemara in Masechet Megillah says that we're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah only for two things. Lisa isha and ilmot Torah, right? So he, look what he says. There's no difference between if you had children or you didn't have, only legabe mechirat sefer Torah, which means sheleolam tzarich sheisa isha bat banim. A person always has to try to get married to a woman who can bring, of course, children. That's what it means, bat banim. Im yesh sipek beyado, afilu yesh lo kama banim. If he's able to finance, if he's able to support, even if He has already children. Now, if let's say he's not financially stable, he doesn't have enough money now to get married to a woman who can bring children. Unless he will sell the Sefer Torah. So now this is where we make the difference. If he never was mekayem the mitzvah piriyah verivya, now it's a valid reason to sell the Sefer Torah. Kedesh isa bat banim, in order to have money to marry a wife who can bring children. Avalim yesh lo banim, but if he already was mekayem the mitzvah piriyah verivya, lo imkor ela isa isha sheena bat banim velo yamod belo isha. You hear from the two that. You know, it takes more money. It's more expensive to marry a wife who is going to bring children. It makes sense, right? That means she's younger. That means also you have to worry about supporting a family. So obviously, but if a person already was mikayem the mitzvah pirei v'rivya, and he doesn't have money, and the only way for him to get the money is, oh yeah, I have a Sefer Torah. Let me sell this Sefer Torah, and I'll be able to get married. He says, then you don't sell the Sefer Torah to get married if you already were mikayem mitzvah pirei v'rivya. You know what? Just marry a woman who's just as old as you, that doesn't take so much money, but marry. But get married. A person should not stay unmarried and stay alone. Now, this is, by the way, machloket rishonim. Some hold, even if a person was mekayem the mitzvah pirei v'rivya, yim kol sefer Torah kedesh yisa isha bat banim. You hear this? It's a tremendous chidush. Wow. Even if it means to sell a Sefer Torah, even though he already has children, that's how important it is not to stay without unmarried. The en chilukim yesh lo banim l'shen banim. And what? So after all, then, if you're telling me that even in this case you can sell the Sefer Torah, so what is the difference between a person who had children or didn't have? The only difference is ela liinyan nasa isha v'shaha ima yutshanim velo yalda. This is halakha that it doesn't really apply today, and we'll see Bezat Hashem why, but right now we're not going to get into it. Regarding the halakha, everybody knows in general there's halakha that if a person got married and for 10 years and there were no children, so he's allowed to divorce her, right? So in that case, she'imen lo banim, that's the difference. If he never had children and now he was married with a wife for 10 years and you have children, he has to get married with someone else to bring children. But if he already has children, he doesn't have to be megaresh. We have to stop over here, but there's still a lot more to talk about in Siman Aleph regarding what about the cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon of marrying more than one wife. And all kinds of, in Yanim here in the Bet Yosef, Bezat Hashem will continue next time.